Hello, this is the Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook says Libra may never see the light of the day. In its quarterly report, a social network reminded investors that its proposed currency, called Libra, is based on a new and unproven technology, adding that the legal environment surrounding digital currencies is uncertain and evolving. That could cause Libra to be delayed or even blocked, it said. More companies are hiring people with autism to work in the AI field, according to the Wall Street Journal. Workers on the spectrum often excel at pattern recognition and can engage in repetitive tasks for long time periods, according to the journal. Some companies that are hiring autistic applicants via in-house neurodiversity programs include Microsoft, DXC Technologies, Dell, Ernst & Young, and Credit Suisse Group. In addition, at least 12 Fortune 500 companies are seeking to launch similar programs with help from the professional services firm Ernst & Young. A British data science company invented an AI-based system that tells bartenders who's next in line for a drink. The technology, which is on trial at the London Bar, displays a live video of people waiting at the bar and places a number above each person's head, showing their place in line. Each person is given an estimated wait time, letting bartenders know who to serve next. The AI bar, which also detects who might be underage, uses facial recognition technology. IBM has fired as many as 100,000 employees in the last few years in an effort to appeal to younger staff, according to a former VP, Alan Wild. The details are contained in a lawsuit that alleges IBM wanted to attract engineering talent that might otherwise go to companies such as Google or Amazon. In a deposition, Wild says IBM deliberately focused on older workers for layoffs. It follows a ProPublica report that claims the company targets staff over 40. Facebook is preparing to release a TV streaming device as early as October. The device will feature a camera for video chatting, a dedicated remote control, and streaming applications, including Netflix, Disney, Hulu, Amazon, and HBO. Rumors about this streaming device have been swirling since last year, and the product launch still could be delayed. Amazon is in talks to acquire a 26% stake in India-based brick-and-mortar retail Reliance Retail, according to sources for The Economic Times. Reliance previously held discussions with Alibaba, but it was unable to agree on the deal. Amazon subsequently approached Reliance, but it's unclear whether they will reach an agreement. Reliance is India's largest retail firm, overseeing multiple brands. This was your shot of the coffee fan asset on thisminute.com.